6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-worries from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Yes. Anyway, a lot of suggestions for what to play tonight, including a couple of late additions. So we'll be hearing most of those requests. I had to do some mixing and matching. I'm going to have to do that in a while. Almost like what I used to do, just not really know what I was starting with and what I was ending with. And I don't know, whatever was in the middle was whatever was in the middle. Anyway, I didn't make it out to any flea markets this past weekend because rained most of Sunday. So, whatever. Anyway, let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Alice Jean, you're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Why don't we go to Boston?
I wanted to go surfing, I just had to get away. So I packed up my baggies and I drove down to Dutchester Bay. Well, now the girls on Tinian Beach on the hot summer days. But you can't go surfing where there are no waves. There's no surfing on Tinian Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay. Man, I'd go anywhere. So I packed up my surfboard and jumped to Kenmore Square. Now when I think of my vacation and all the money I paid, when it doesn't even matter 'cause I can't surf anyway. There's surfing on Tinian Beach. There's no surfing in Dorchester Bay.
Of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Medford. Douchebag.
I got you now.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm explaining away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight is U.S. Warren with The Drop Part 1. Originally on the Chi-Towns label, no date on that. That's a compilation, Pass the Soul, Steppin' Hot Volume 2. There's no label on this cassette compilation, not cassette, I'm sorry, CD compilation. However, there was a Steppin' Hot Volume 1. I think it was on like that Steppin' Hot label or something. But anyway, you just heard the Witch Doctors and a track called Death Ray 63 from a 7-inch EP they put out on Dionysus 1992. Well, that the Grammys. featuring members of Unnatural Acts, Liars, Real Kids, the Grimmies with No Surfing in Dorchester Bay. They had trouble navigating those 3-inch breakers down by the tanks. Anyway, 1980 on Modern Method on that one. Well, that's a Flaming Ember. The song, two songs actually played quite a bit on, going back now with Coffee Smoke, is almost 30 years now. The Flaming Ember with Westbound Number 9, 1970 on Hot Wax. And we kicked off the set with our savvy show starter, The Kinks. And Where Have All the Good Times Gone? They're right here, buddy. 1965 on a reprise. We'll get back into this next set and send one out to my associate producer, Joe Lacey, who introduced on his bumper. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, It's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking peehead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gun losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-bellied, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Are my methods unsound?
see any method at all.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Mifflin. Station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service message from the National Diabetes Education Program and your sugar-coated pals here at WMFO in Mifflin. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Back me up once again. U.S. Warren with The Drop. Just heard The Warriors, a band called The Warriors, and Watusi Redding. I think it was 1958 was the release date on that. I put the record away. On the Mayflower label. Before that, The Chains from 2004 on Screaming Apple. They're from Montreal, Quebec. The Boy Who Took My Place, single release on Screaming Apple. Well, that Freddie Blassie going out to my associate producer Joe Lacey and Pencil Neck Geek from the King of Men EP came out in 1977 on Raunchy Tonk, and we kicked it off the second set of the evening with Miller and Baby I Got News for You, originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation English Free Beat Volume 3, came out in 1989 on AIP. Anyway, this next set is going to be largely have to do with ingesting adult beverages. Hope you dig it. These are the Desperate Hours. Thank you.
Take care, young ladies, and value your wine. Be watchful of young men in their velvet prime. Deeply they'll swallow from your finest kegs, then swiftly be gone, leaving bitter dregs. Ah, bitter dregs. Your time, hold precious, for youth is your gold. Your beauty, like silver, will tarnish when old. Memories and dreams shall comfort you not when the flow of your sweetness is gone and forgot. Ah, gone and forgot. With smiling words and tender touch, man offers little and asks for so much. He loves in the breathless excitement of night, then leaves with your treasure in cold morning light. Ah, cold morning light.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries,
Thank you. Hi, it's Rich Firestone from beautiful downtown Radio Deer Camp headquarters, checking in with my producer, Harry. Say hello, Harry. And we're all listening to the Desperate Hours. You know, Harry, the Desperate Hours, the only thing worth getting out of bed for on a Thursday, with your host, Alex Piandas, the disc jockey whose voice makes my throat hurt. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Well, you get a nickel, I'll get a dime, we're going out and drink.
Oh boy, that was a really great song. I can't wait to hear more.
Well, I was down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All them cats are drinking that wine, drinking that mist of pure delight. Now when they get drunk, they singing all night, drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. They buy it by the gallon and buy it by the quart. Buy a blackberry, you're doing things smart. Knocking out windows and tearing down doors. Drunk, 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 keep a screaming for more. Drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Why don't you pass that bottle to me? Yeah. Well, down on a Bourbon Street at Willie Ben's, Uncle Willie wasn't selling but a little.
yeah, 6:43 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the third set of the evening. Backing me up once again, the U.S. Warrant with the Draw Part 1. This is The Killer from 1973, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Drinking Wine, or his take on Drinking Wine, Spotty Odie, 1973 on Mercury. But after Classics 5, I want to give somebody else a break with this song. Rather than just play the Bobby Fuller version. Wine, Wine, Wine. Originally released on Countess in 1962, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Essential Pebbles Volume 2, CD 2, 1998 on AIP. For that, Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood from the Nancy and Lee LP, 1968 on Reprise, Summer Wine. On YouTube, there's a video of Cherry Wainer and this German couple, I'm guessing, because it was the Beat Club, they do a nice treatment of a kind of over-the-top version of Summer Wine. I don't know who they are, and I've been looking them up for about a year now. Anyway, for Nancy and Lee, you heard Leonard Nimoy from The Touch of Leonard Nimoy, 1969 on Dot and Maiden Wine. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. If you want to relive the horror, you can go to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go to the schedule, go to Thursday, scroll down to the Desperate Hours, Alex, and by the good grace of DMCA, the archive and playlist are there for 2 weeks. Actually, the playlist might be there longer, but not the archive. Anyway, taking us past the point of no return will be a couple of goofy kids' songs and something in a language you're not going to understand. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO and Medford.
I can. Play it.
Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, itty bitty birdie feet. Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without a spoon. Some people eat hamburger meat, while others like potatoes. And some must chew their Irish stew along with ripe tomatoes. I can't understand why in every land they serve such peculiar dishes. For wherever I go, they always say no when I tell them what my wish is.
I scream for.
Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, itty bitty birdie feet. Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without a spoon.
I can pay my way in a French cafe, which is big and quite expensive, where the diners dine and the wine is fine, but I'm always apprehensive. When the menu comes, I twiddle my thumbs at the list of fancy dishes. Caviar and steak, champagne and cake is never what my wish is.
I beg for
great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, itty bitty birdie feet. Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without a spoon.
In the life to come, I intend to hum this hymn to old Saint Peter. I won't need much when my harp I touch and become a heavenly eater. I won't ask for money or milk and honey, and my voice will never falter, while the trumpets blare on the golden stair as I stand at the shining altar.
Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, itty bitty birdie feet. Great green gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without a spoon. And me without a spoon. Yes.
And now for something completely different.
And now for the news, we take you to the White House. Mr. President, have you any statement regarding water grate?
Mama kuma lasa, mama kuma kusa.
How would you describe the water grate incident? Mr. President, what were you doing at the time the incident took place?
Drinking wine, scooty, ooty, drinking wine.
And how do you feel about it now?
Here I am, stuck in the middle.
Mr. President, what will your position be from now on?
No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
This is 1973. What will you be saying at election time in 1976?
It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me?
Still want me?
Just arriving is the First Lady. How would you describe the President?
He's a free and gentle flower growing wild.
With me now is John Snitchell. And Mr. Snitchell, who do you believe was responsible for Watergate? In a phone call, Mrs. Snitchell had this to say.
He's the funkiest worm in the world.
Here with me is John Bean. Sir, how do you think the president will wind up at the end of all this?
Reeling in the years, stowing away the time.
Mr. President, what do you feel you have going in your favor?
I knew Jesus.
Have you any final message for the American people?
You are the sunshine of my life.
This record is not over. The Vice President has just arrived. Sir, can you tell us who will be the next President of the United States?
Me.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Laura.
From the Estate Owns the Ghost Show in Brooklyn, New York.
We were listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO.
And we got sucked into some psychedelic cosmic goo.
Bye.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Just past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Humans, a track originally released on Audition Recording. That's the name of the label, not the that it was an audition recording, 1966, and Warning. But I'm going to lie, I got the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 5, came out in 1985 on Crypt. For that, Rosary Sophia, from a compilation, Dengue Fever Presents Electric Cambodia. The track was called I Want to Shout, obviously because of the happenings with the Khmer Rouge between 1975 and 80. There is no information other than what they could get off of any surviving vinyl or